Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What would you say is her biggest pet peeve towards you?
That's easy. Either bring food into bed or watch my iPad.
That is a correct answer.
Her pet peeve towards her. What would you say? Oh, this drives Joe a little crazy.
What do I do that drives you crazy?
You throw all my stuff out. That's really important.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
You had to have said that.
What's up, everybody? How you feeling? You ready for the summer?
I am ready. Ready. Ready for the summer. Ready for the summer. Ready for the summer.
Oh, you know what? I'm the type of guy too. People are like, oh God, it's so hot. It's so muggy. Yeah, exactly. That's what summers are. Especially in the Northeast. That's what I want it to be. Hot and muggy and nasty. I want my ass dripping of sweat. Sorry to put that visual in you, but I want to have to cake on some deodorant. I want to have to take a shower or two a day. I love it. So I'm going to do great. When I'm an old man, I'm gonna do great in Florida. I want Key West. I want 100 degrees a day. I want to live in a little cafe with one of them little, not in a cafe, but like above a cafe. No, I can't go above. Probably my hip will be out. So I want a little metal detector. So I can walk on a beach with them big ass black glasses that wrap around my head so I look like an alien. My old people alien glasses. And I want to walk along the beach and I want to be able to walk to my shops. My coffee shop, get a bagel, go to like a little raggedy old diner where there's a 50-year-old woman that I hit on every day. And she's a little out of shape, but she's just like, yeah, if I was 20 years younger, I'd be on her like a big dog. Just hot as snot, wearing big, ridiculous shorts that don't match my shirt with stains on it. I'm going out like my dad, big hanky hanging out of the back. I love the heat. I love sweating. When I sweat, I feel like I'm getting something done. I love it. So for anyone, I know people are like, oh God, it's too hot. It's never too hot. Well, you know what, maybe. You ever been to Arizona? I played Arizona in July. I don't know what I was thinking. That's hot. People, you've been to Arizona. People go, oh, it's a dry heat. It doesn't matter. It's still 110. It's still 120. Whether it's dry, moist, it's 110. That's hot. It's a desert. We managed to figure out how to live in a desert. I can't do that. I need water. I need something. Just get a little chair, a little fold-up chair. I hope I have cash to have someone follow me around. That's all I want. I want to get a bike. I want one of tricycles. I don't even want a bike. I want a tricycle. One of those big three-wheelers. Who is talking in the background? My big mouth wife.
Yeah, I'm excited. For my 50th birthday, we're going to, I turned 50 on June 21st, the big 50, going to Florida. I don't need to tell you animals where, only because I don't want some banana showing up, which I don't have fans like that. I really don't. It's not like I'm some rock star, but once in a while I'll get someone waiting at an airport, which to me is always a little weird. It's a little weird. Where was I? Where did I? It was in Chicago. Where did I fly into recently where I got off the plane and people were waiting? Oh, it was like New Hampshire. New Hampshire and I forgot the other place. I don't know. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's not videotaped, right?
I'm videotaping you right now.
You're naked.
Yes, well, I'm videotaping you. You don't have to tell the listeners that I'm naked walking around doing the podcast. How is your thing? Your thing is good? You can see my thing right now.
What is that?
What do you mean? It's a microphone. Yep. No, I need some ratings, so I'm going live nude. That's going to be my... It's my new podcast.
What are you talking about?
Just the way things change as you get older.
Hang out.
Hang out? They get a little lower?
A little droopy?
A little droopier, a little more elephant-like rubbery-like. Looking. Rubbery-like. You think that's funny?
Wiggly.
A little wiggly, elephant, like elephant skin. Look at you. You're still feeling guilty about last night. We went to the Mets game last night, and Dee, my wife, doesn't know.
I'm an off button.
You're like a fish. You just keep putting fish food in front of you. You keep eating it. Ugh. You had a vegetable plate, which who would find that at a ball game? You were all excited about your vegetable plate, and then the next thing you know, I saw...
Then I had a salad.
And then you were in great shape. And then it ended with a sundae and a Mr. Softee's truck.
Oh, God.
4 pounds of cream and ice mixed together with sprinkles.
I'm so full.
Well, good. You feel well. I worked out, so I feel better.
I did.
Do you work out today?
No.
Oh. All right. I'm going to go to Crest Street.
What?
Yeah. So we're going to Florida. I'm not going to tell you where. Where did I fly to recently? Yeah, Pittsburgh. Sorry.
I'm full in conversation with you.
Naked? Now I'm exposed. Now I'm exposed. And I got off the plane and there was like people waiting for me with where the heck? It's going to drive me nuts now. Yeah, like they wait by the gate, like soon as you walk out of the airport.
How did they know you were coming off?
I have no clue. But that's happened to me a bunch of times.
Oh, he smells so good.
Please. Please. Don't push, please.
Wow, you're special.
No, I think they're special, to be honest with you. I'm going to wait right here at the gate so he can sign my goat picture 40 years ago. Yeah, and they're always like pictures of like goat or half baked or something. That's going to drive me nuts. But I can't think of that.
New Hampshire? Canada? You were in Canada.
I was?
Yep.
Where was I in Canada? That's what it was. It was Buffalo. I flew into Buffalo. Now, how'd they know I was flying into Buffalo? If I was playing, that's exactly what it was. I was flying, and for some reason, they figured out I was flying into Buffalo. When normally, you would fly into the Canada side. How do people know where you're flying?
Because you advertise it on your little thing.
I don't tell anyone where I'm flying. What do you mean, can you fly into Buffalo? Of course you can fly into Buffalo.
Do you fly to Buffalo, or is there an airport somewhere close by?
No, I was...
I thought you performed in Niagara.
I did, but on the Canada side. Who's that? Huh. You be careful, I'll traumatize you, I'm naked. My oldest daughter is now taller than everyone but me. Excuse me, my youngest daughter is now taller than anyone in our entire family except for me. It's frightening.
Who are you on?
Who am I talking to? People? Anyone that's listening?
Oh, are you on radio?
Yeah. Why, what are you going to say?
Hi.
I'm naked right now.
Oh, God. Okay, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, what are you doing? Get away. You know what else I think is weird? Her favorite shows, my daughter's favorite shows are what shows do you watch? Parks and Recreation, The Office.
Stranger Things.
What's Stranger Things?
Oh my gosh, Dad. When's it come out?
No, well, we watch it, and the famous one, with the Latino woman and...
Oh, the 70s show? Wait, what do you mean?
No, the one you're watching this morning.
Modern Family.
That's so weird. And Friends. How weird, like, a show that old, which is what, it's 15 years old now, maybe 20 years old? No, is that when SNL was on? So it's good 20 when I was on SNL. So it's like mid-90s. And that's her favorite shows. Oh, hello, summer. My birthday officially kicks off summer.
Yep.
That's right.
50.
50.
You're looking good for a 50-year-old there, Heidi.
Thank you. You do too. You look good for a 46 and a half-year-old.
Yeah, careful with that.
Yeah, thank you. Who wants the car?
Me.
You may have my car. Yes.
Bye.
The teenagers have our car.
Yeah.
And where'd they go with it?
Morristown to get ice cream.
They couldn't go to Taylor's to get ice cream?
Yeah.
In Chester? You know what's funny? Teenagers, my oldest one. I'll say just my oldest one. But teenagers in general. Maybe it's just my kids. But whenever... I can't say this with all teenagers, but I'll say this about my oldest one. Great kid. You always got to preface like that. Amazing child. Just one of the best children ever. But I'll preface it by this. You know, they always have that one friend... they hang out with. You still have that in your life where you say you're going to stay and hang out with that one and your wife goes, oh no. Or your wife's going to hang out with that one and you go, oh God. You get that dragnet sound in the background. Burn, burn, burn. Yeah, I'm in the middle of working out and I hear my phone rings. I pick up. I say to my daughter, can we borrow the car to get something to eat? You got chicken in the fridge, you have burgers in the fridge, you have vegetables, you have salad, you have fruits, you have Thai food, you have to drive with your friends somewhere to get something to eat. And that now I find out, not only there's two ice cream stores where I live in New Jersey, a mile away. They have all the ice cream in the world you want. And my wife just told me, yeah, they went to Morristown. Morristown. To get ice cream. Morristown's 25 minutes away. Something tells me to get a little more than ice cream. I'm going to have to check them eyes.
Youth is a time for fun, of pranks and jokes, of ice cream cones and chocolate sodas. Youth is a time for getting a job, for finding one's place in the world. But sometimes in these troubled days, the very thoughtlessness of youth has led to a living nightmare. Addiction to drugs.
What's that? H. H. What's H? That's a lot. It's heroin. Will it make me sick like the reefers did?
Marty's story is like many of the others. It started with marijuana cigarettes.
Come on, it's my turn next. Gee, Duke, where'd you get them?
I know a guy. Three for a buck.
Let me try.
He was determined to be one of the gang if it killed him. And it almost did. Several weeks later, after smoking reefers, Marty's befogged brain hit on a clever way to open pop bottles. Later, Stan went to the hospital for swallowing broken glass. Marty badly cut the inside of his mouth, though he didn't even know it at the time. Before long, Marty was hooked, physically dependent on heroin.
You have smoked yourself retarded.
I think this kid's in for an awakening. She goes off to college in the first week in August, and she told me, like, I can't work anymore. I'm not working for the summer, which, oh, excuse me. Where are you going?
I have a bunch of errands to run.
You need gas. Fill my cart with gas. The first thing to do, please fill it up with gas. Don't forget. Please.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants?
Do you have any cash?
Do I have any cash? The only cash I have is in my wallet. How much cash you need?
I don't even have a dollar on me. All
right, in my wallet.
Okay.
There should be cash. All anyone does is spend my money. That's all I do. This is my fault.
I can't work. I don't want to work. I want to enjoy the summer.
Which I get. I would do that. But I don't know. Is that my fault? I feel like when I was 17, 18, I wanted to bust. I wanted to be home. I wanted to socialize. But at the same time, I wanted to bust my ass to save as much money as I could so I can go to school and be able to go out once in a while. This kid is going to have no money. She thinks we're just an open bank. I've already told her we're not, but I think she's going to test me. I think I'm going to get one of them crying phone calls around October.
Dad, they want books and my credit card ran out.
What do you mean your credit card ran out?
I had to buy shoes.
I'm going to get it. I know I'm going to get it. I got to be strong. Say, sorry, bank is shut down.
You're all I've got, and I really, really need your help.
I really do. Take this. Now I gotta turn my back.
Bank is suddenly bankrupt. It's got two other mouths to feed and a wife with a very expensive budget when it comes to fixing up the house. Can I tell you, if you're a homeowner or you're thinking about getting a home, think twice. Homes always cost money. If you're gonna buy a house, you need a separate bank account. Well, I'm being dead serious on this. And people say, well, when you rent, you're throwing away money. Yeah, that's true. You got to balance. Do I want to pay $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, $36,000 a year? $36,000 a year, okay? Or that's for renting. Or you buy and you're paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for mortgage, and you're going to wait 15, 20 years to own it. And every time something happens, you have to fix it. And if you're a busy beaver, you got to pay someone to fix it. Oh, the roof's a problem. Oh, that's not a $20, $50 job. That's not a call Tommy, he can fix it. Tommy, can you fix my roof? No, Tommy can't fix your roof. He needs roof parts. He needs a roof ladder. He needs a roof truck, and he needs roof
time away from his family to help you with your roof. You got to call the roofing guy who's going to size up. Oh, they don't make the kind of tile anymore. And they, well, when they built your, every guy's, well, when they built this roof, I don't know who built it, but they didn't build it right. No one ever, apparently every 20, 30 years, whether it's a septic tank or the siding of your house or a certain room in your house or the faucets or the electricity or the beams or your roof or the yarding and the piping in your yarding. Apparently every 20 years, the person that shows up realizes the person 20 years before that was so dumb when they built whatever they built, but they did it all wrong. It's a crazy cycle. That's all you, oh, yeah, I don't know who did the siding on your house, but yeah, this is totally done wrong. You see, back then, when they did siding, there were no laws and certain permits that they had standards that they had to go by, so they put up anything. Like, this isn't even real metal. It's actually a wood that looks like metal. So it's gonna cost you like $6,000 for us to take it down because you need special equipment to take it down. Then we have to ship it, and it has to come from Peru. And to get it from Peru, they got crazy red tape over there. But I got good ends, and we, you know, that's another $5,000. We're looking at about $20,000. Put in some siding. What? It never ends. It never ends when you're in a homeowner. I just started getting excited about the summer. We just said, all right, we need a new deck. Our whole deck is completely demolished. It's rotted away. It's falling apart. We can get a new deck. A new deck is going to cost you $15,000, $20,000, $40,000, $50,000. Oh, and I live in an area where people come and they're like, they've got some money out here. He's got a trampoline in his yard and a pool. How far does your land go out? Boy, you must, what's your taxes like here? Your prices go up for automatically. It's like my area constantly has a carnival and all the hotel rooms are booked, so they jack the prices up. Yeah, so there's water in the yard, and next thing you know, it's septic.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need a new... When's the last time you had a septic field?
Hey, you stand there, look like an idiot.
I think we had it cleaned.
I didn't ask you when you had it cleaned. When's the last time you had a new septic tank? How old is a septic tank? I'm not really... Yeah, you need a new septic tank. How much does that run? Well, you got to get an engineer, and you got to get this... Yeah, you're looking anywhere between $25,000 and $40,000. Most likely closer to $30,000, $35,000. What? 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 $25,000 to $40,000? And see, that's something you can't even brag about. You can't be hanging out with your friends going, yeah, I just got this new car. Yeah, I just redid my garage. Looks nice. We just redid the basement. Yeah, I just redid my septic field. Looks amazing. I used top of the line. Pipes were all big and open. You drop a deuce in the crapper and it goes right to the field. You should see it. $40,000. Top of the line. I don't have to do nothing for another 30 years. Woo! 40 years of stick something in the dirt that you drop your deuce in. That's stuff you don't think about as a homeowner. Do yourself a favor. Before you look into buying a house, look at how much money you're going to make the next couple of years. Really look at that house. Look at the way it's built. Look at the roof. Look at the patio if it has a patio. Look at the kitchen. Another thing, especially men. Listen to your wife when she comes home, the way she talks about the house. You know, maybe we, if she says redo anything, we say, you know what, if we make it ours, the word make it ours and redo, we can always reface, redo. You're already looking at, ka-bing, 50 smackers.
50 smackers the minute you walk in that house. Trust me. Trust me. I really like that house. I didn't like the flooring. And she's going to change the flooring. You know what would look really nice if we do these doors? You know the doors in the bedroom we had? I don't like the... And. But I like the house. The minute you hear her say, I don't like, I didn't like, ooh, you know what would be great? She's already spending money before you even walked in the house. And that's before anything even went wrong.
Hi, I'm Bob Vila. Welcome to this old house. Lots to talk about today. We're going to be installing a precast concrete cellar entryway with its own steel bulkhead door. That should be a lot of fun. We'll also be getting together with our homeowners, who've been quite busy around here. They've been digging holes, and today we're also doing some demolition.
This old house is made possible by...
Bunions. It's to each his own.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I spend my money on vacations. That's what I do. We've been everywhere. Been to Africa, been to Asia, Canada, Europe. We've been everywhere, and I wouldn't trade in for the world. I used to rent houses on Outer Banks so the whole family could be together. I do huge family outings. That stuff. You know, call me crazy for that. That's where I enjoy seeing my money go. I hate seeing it go in places that I'm never going to see my money come back. All this from my daughter going to... This all sparked from my daughter taking the car to go to freaking get ice cream. She's not getting ice cream. She's doing something else. I can't stand that feeling, but I know for a fact she's down there doing something else. I can tell with the person she's with. They're not doing anything kosher. Teenage girls. Hey, listen, I should update you on the band. July. Ba-da-da. Oh, God. I'm so bad at this.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find it a little weird. I have to ask twice.
July 12th. I'm going to be in New York City. I have not played New York City in years, but I'm going to do a New York City kind of an intimate room thing. It's called The Cutting Room. July 12th, if you're in the tri-state area, really, really would love your support. I am going to play a one-man show. I'm working on a one-man theater show where it goes throughout the ages of my life. And I go from how I started, the balance of family and entertainment. And we go through periods of time from the 80s when I started to the 90s when I hit TV to the 2000s when I started a family to now where I'm kind of teetering on both and where I'm heading, and I mix it in with amazing stories from my past and life and SNL and Half-Baked and stand-up comedy and roads and things that have happened to me and the family, someone on a deeper level, a little bit of a deeper, higher, whatever level you want to call it. But it's one of the most exciting things I've ever been working on. And I'm actually going to take that. It's very funny, too. Extremely funny. I wouldn't give you anything that wasn't funny. That I promise you. And then I'm going to do it in South Point Casino in September. We're going to do 3 nights in September. So hopefully I'll see you out there, too. And but go on my website, theofficialjimbrewer.com. I'm getting hopped up about my Mets. getting hopped up about the Mets. Oh, you know what I want to tell you guys about? But if any of you listen to, are really into baseball, I'm doing this show, and the show is it's a full blown baseball show, and hopefully it'll grow into something even bigger. And long story short, it's a show for the fans, run by the fans, fully driven by the fans, and it's completely inspired by the recaps that I would do after Mets games, after New York Met games, and after each game. What I loved is kind of the community that it built. I loved that people go, I don't even watch baseball, but I love watching the videos. I hate the Mets, but I like watching the videos. Then other people started to make the videos. And then I made batsballsandbrew.com. And so this company wants to make it a show where it's me with the show, but I'm using you, the fans. I want the fans to become something out of it. And I'm using some people, pretty much everyone that I've met on Facebook. It's everyone from Facebook. So I'm going to give you batsballsandbrew.com. Go on there, make a recap of your favorite team or whatever. Or you don't even have to do a recap. You can just talk about your team and why you think they're going to have a good weekend or why they're not doing good or why whatever. And I'm going to take the most entertaining, fun recaps and make it part of a segment on the show. I'm also going to be doing interviews, like Skyping them on the show. So if I think you're a big fan, you really know a lot about the team, then we're going to Skype and try to figure this out and all that jazz. And That is something where I really, 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 I hope you get involved with. So, you know, shoot us an email. MetalMe.com. Say, I want to get involved. Got to do it quick. We're filming June 26th. June 26th, pretty much when I come back from vacation. I come back on Saturday, the 24th, and we're shooting out of Canon 26th. They like it, and we've got a weekly show. And it's for the fans, run by the fans, and I'm going to be using everybody from my Facebook page. And I'm excited. You know, I think you deserve that. You deserve that. You, the fan, deserve that, if you ask me, at the end of the day. So I hope you get involved with that. And then if you catch my eye and I think you really know what you're talking about and you're entertaining, I'm going to give you a phone number, a personal phone number, where then you can call and leave messages and we can interact with one another. But you got to prove your point on Bats, Balls, and Brew, BREU.com. Bats, Balls, and BREU.com. So that's a shbiggle. Thanks for listening. I need to get dressed. I need to find out where my daughter is. I need to get money from my septic tank. And I need to get ready for the summer. Because I'm turning 50 and I need to get ready, period. And then I got a big tour coming out in the West. I got St. Louis, San Fran, San Jose, San Diego, Bakersfield, California, Kansas City. I got a lot of places I'm hitting this July and I hope to see all of you. I want to meet you. I want to see you. And I really can't wait because you honestly, are the greatest people out there. And as always, everyone that supports me, thank you. And that's the shbiggle. Hope you have a great weekend, because I am. Take care. Thanks for listening, man. I really appreciate it. We're always happy. Last we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.